Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to episode number 56 of Hardwick Sound. My name is Caleb Hardwick. Thank you for joining us. As always, I am joined by the lovely family and crew, beginning with my oldest brother, first and foremost, Mr. Noah.
Hi, it's my birthday.
Surprise!
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday, Noah!
Noah, are you going to tell us how old you are?
Nope.
Okay, that's fine.
I can tell you.
Oh, really?
I was there.
We can bleep it out later.
Okay.
How about we let our audience guess?
I like that idea. Write us and tell us how old do you think Noah is. This is my lesser important brother, Seth.
Ow. Ouch.
Well, he'll be more important tomorrow because his birthday will be sooner tomorrow.
Yeah. We were talking about this last night. If that's the rule you played by who goes next in a board, goes first in a board game is whose birthday is next. The mama has a real advantage because she has it everywhere from February pretty much through most of December. Mm-hmm. But Caleb, you only get one day.
Right. And this is my mother, Ms. Carla.
Hello, everybody.
How are you?
I'm good.
Are you?
Yeah.
Good deal. And this is first time in our studio. Second time on the podcast, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Miss Kristen Page.
Hello.
How are you?
Doing great.
Awesome. And I am, of course, your lovely host, Mr. Caleb Hardwick.
Can that be contested?
I guess.
The lovely part or the Mr. part?
Both.
Okay. Well, I don't know how you want to debate this, but go ahead.
I don't want to debate it. I just wanted to contest it.
Okay. So this is Noah's birthday. We're going to celebrate here live on the podcast. We did this last year, I think.
We need one of those things that goes, woo, woo, you know, the little whistle woo-hoo things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A little noisemaker.
A little noisemaker thing. That was good. Could you do that again?
It was good. The lovely Miss Sound Effect making Kristen Page for you, everybody. So we're going to celebrate Noah's birthday live here on the podcast. We don't have noisemakers, but we do have our fists. And we're going to enjoy it. So how do you want to do this? You want to start with presents or are you going to wait?
I think Noah's ready for presents.
Okay.
He's been waiting.
Okay. I have one sitting in front of me, I suppose I'm supposed to open.
Who's that one from?
That one is from me.
I was going to say, it looks like Caleb's wrapping.
Nailed it.
I wrapped it this morning.
Okay, for those of you out there who can't see this present, it's...
Did you describe it?
It's covered with smiley faces, like little emojis?
Sort of,
yeah. Some of them have glasses on.
They're all different colors.
Winking. They're all different colors. It's really pretty. It's a smaller than a bread box and bigger than a thumb. Go ahead.
Bigger than you're not
thumb.
Wrong.
I know what this box is. It's one of the ones I brought you from work yesterday.
Wow.
Amazing.
We'll find out. Go ahead and open it, Noah.
Make lots of opening noises so people can hear you.
Get real
sound
close
effects
to that mic.
I should probably do this in front of the pop filter, but...
What could it be?
It's broken
malt balls.
Oh, really? Ooh. Big malt balls.
Yeah.
And an Eat My Catfish Willybucks card.
Yeah.
Willybucks?
I don't know why it's called Willybucks.
Let me see.
Maybe that's their
mascot. Willybucks on it.
It does.
Yeah, their mascot's a catfish named Willie.
Oh, I didn't know the name.
Huh. Well,
like,
that's nice.
Is it named after Willie Robertson?
I doubt it, but maybe.
Probably. They both have a lot of
whiskers. So... You can use this every Monday when you go in and get the chicken special on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
$5 chicken special.
That should probably be my sound advice. Go to Eat My Catfish on Mondays and get their chicken tenders.
Excuse me, it's eatmycatfish.com.
Yes.
You have to say the full license registered name.
Ding.
www.eatmycatfish.com.
No, that's not part of the registered
name. I just
name.
Say EMC, but...
Yeah. Okay.
Wow, those are some amazing chocolate...
They looked good.
Ooh, they smell good, too.
Yeah.
There's enough in there for me to have a few.
Yeah, can we share them?
Maybe.
Podcast snack?
Yeah.
Podcast
snack.
Can
we try them?
They're triple dipped.
Wow.
Yeah.
That sounds amazing.
Who is this from?
This is from me.
Okay.
All right.
Star Wars paper.
It's Star Wars paper. It's kind of oddly wrapped, oddly shaped.
Did Haley wrap this one?
Yeah, so don't say that. It's oddly wrapped.
Well, the box is odd. The wrapping...
Well, I was going to say, I know that we don't have this wrapping paper, so somebody must have wrapped it besides me.
It was Miss Haley who kindly wrapped it for me.
It's kind of soft on this end, but hard on this end.
Mm.
Wow.
Well, let's see. It's more sheets, I think.
It
no,
is.
Or maybe it's a comforter.
No, it's sheets.
Okay. I don't think you'll fit a comforter in that size.
They can do amazing stuff with science, Caleb.
That's true. Your mattress came in a box about that big.
Well, the funny thing about those sheets are that you told me you wanted sheets, so I went and bought some sheets, and then like I went to a yard sale and there was sheets. So now you have two sheets.
Good for you.
All right, let's get another one.
Okay.
Okay, this is for Noah from Kristen.
Yeah.
It has dinosaurs on it.
And a card.
Has it been partly opened?
No, the plane did that.
The plane did that.
The plane unwrapped part of Noah's.
Wow. Plane. Well, so your present came from
I hope everything inside is
What's
okay.
What's proper procedure? Do you open present and then card or card then present?
You know, I think you open the card first.
I think so, too. Okay. I think that's proper etiquette.
Does Noah get to read it out loud?
You're welcome to.
Okay.
I better have a joke on it. Sorry for this cheesy birthday card. And it has pictures of cheese all over the front.
Mm. Cheesy.
And it says, Noah, I wish I was...
I have really bad handwriting.
Sorry.
Close enough to come up with a cheesy... No.
I believe the word is clever.
Clever enough to come up with a cheesy pun to...
She's right here in the room.
Something this card.
Would you like me to read
to
it?
To fill this card?
Probably.
Why don't
that
we
sounds
let
about
her
right.
Read it. Okay. Here we go. Read the card to Noah. He has reading problems.
Noah, I wish I was clever enough to come up with a cheesy pun to fill this card. Happy birthday from Kristen.
Wow.
Thank you.
You know, the interesting thing is honestly, her handwriting in that card was way better than most of the things she writes me.
Oh, sorry.
I just can't read cursive, I guess.
Homeschool problems.
Yeah.
Catholic school problems.
But I can write in cursive. That's more than Caleb can.
Yeah. Hey, that's not fair.
What's in the dinosaur wrap?
I can sign my name.
True. You can sign your name very well. I've seen it written on all sorts of things.
Everything.
Everything.
Spyfall 2.
Yay!
Now we have to go play.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Party.
That's
Let's
the podcast.
Party
okay, I have a question. Wow. So, okay, explain what Spyfall is real fast for the listeners.
Spyfall is a party game where... Everybody gets a card, and it lists a location on it. But one person is not told the location that they're at, like everybody else is. And everybody gets to ask people questions while they try and figure out who the person that doesn't know where they are, who that person is, before that person can identify the location.
Got it. So what makes Spyfall 2 different than Spyfall 1?
It has different locations.
It has different locations, I assume. I honestly haven't looked that closely, but I assume that that's the difference.
Okay. Cool.
Cool.
Check it out. We'll play it later.
This
Let
is
everybody
the sequel
know.
To Spyfall, the world-renowned card game hit where you will experience 20 delicious new locations and possibly a second spy from a rival agency, plus the opportunity for up to 12 players to join the fun. Ooh, adds more players.
Cool.
Is it really delicious locations? What's a delicious location?
Did you read that right?
It says delicious.
Okay.
That's an unusual choice of words.
They're all booty places? I don't know.
Can you ferret out the spy in the midst before you run out of time? Is ferret a word?
Ferret out. I know it's an animal, a noun, but I don't think I've ever heard it used as a verb.
Ferret?
Ferret out.
Or is it fair space out?
It's F-E-R-R-E-T.
Ferret out.
Interesting.
I don't know. Seth's our man on the lookup today. Seth, look it up.
Ferret out.
Ferret out. Is that
a verb?
Can ferret be used as a verb? Or
is that the animal ferret?
Yeah.
That's what we're trying to figure out.
Is it like ferrets slither through things? So if you ferret out, you're like a ferret who slithered through something?
I guess.
To drive out by using or as if using a ferret.
So if we're going to ferret something out, there may be a ferret in this box.
Kristen got Noah a ferret.
Happy birthday.
To ferret rabbits from their burrows, to ferret out enemies, to ferret a field.
Got it. Well, so if you were to like put a water hose down a hole where groundhogs live or something and they all pop out like they do in the cartoons,
you'd be water hosing it out.
But you would be ferreting them out with a water hose.
Agreed.
Okay.
There was an episode, I think, on Stuff You Missed in History where they used a ferret. They tied some kind of a cleaning thing to a ferret to run up and down tunnels. in something to do with nuclear or something. I don't know. I can't remember what it was. Yeah. But they actually used a ferret to clean with.
Now, yeah. Can you ferret out a ferret?
Sure. Why not?
Well, I think that ferret is going to be our Hardwick sound word of the day. Okay. Use it in a sentence today somewhere.
You heard him, folks. Go out there and give that word a try.
Thanks,
Let's
Kristen.
Let's do another one.
Welcome.
All right.
This is the most presents I've ever gotten on my birthday.
Hey, more Star Wars paper.
Wow.
Who is this one from?
Haley.
Haley wrapped it, so we'll say it's from Haley. Wow.
Haley, your wrapping has improved. It's better than the last one.
Since the last box.
Well, it's possible that Rob wrapped the last one.
Okay. It's so rectangular, thin, feels like it's a box. Like
I honestly
kind of
have no idea what's in there, and it's
like
from
clothing
box?
In.
It's for me, but I don't know what's in there.
And it's in Star Wars paper.
I think I do. Yeah, I do. I know what's in there.
It's a t-shirt.
Wow.
With a pair of headphones on it.
It's the cost.
And it's actually
headphones.
Decent t-shirt. I was not expecting it to be this nice.
I want to see from the front.
Feels nice.
There you go. Well, what is cool. It? What is the logo?
It's the logo for, well, it's basically just a side image of the Porter Pro headphones.
The cost headphones.
Very cool. Okay. Hey, Noah, you look pretty darn good in that shirt.
Thank you.
Okay. Let's do another note.
Now I can wear this with my headphones and they match.
Wow. Wow. That's dedication.
Matching headphones and shirt.
Warning. This present is not taped. Don't turn it upside down.
Warning. It may contain a live ferret.
Well, don't turn it right side up.
Okay. Open upside down.
You shouldn't shake the ferret either.
Or if you want to, you can open it right side up.
If you're listening,
just
Seth
careful.
Just handed me an upside down turn present and told me not to turn it upside down.
So wow. Noah's very carefully taking the bottom off of the box. Oh, and inside there's another box.
It's wrapped.
Sort of.
In some kind of tissue paper. And it's Love Letter Premium Edition.
Yay.
Wow.
Another board game to play this afternoon.
Oh, boy.
It's another party game.
Let's have a party.
We're going to play eight players.
We're going to have a party.
So Love Letter is another little fun little game that you can play. This one's a different one, though, because it's like for premium people or something.
Thank you, Seth. And it has a hard box, too.
Does anybody else have anything for Noah?
There's one more up there. Noah, it really is the most presents thing you've ever gotten.
Yeah, I think it is. Another Star Wars wrapping paper. Thanks, Haley.
That's like the third time she's got name dropped. That's pretty good.
She's competing with the word ferret.
It's going to be another game because it sounds like a game.
Wrong.
It's a ferret.
It's two games.
Except Tiny Epic Galaxies. I think that's a game.
It is. Your mom bought that for you, so we have something to play when we're eating breakfast in the morning.
Okay.
I bought you breakfast games. Little short games.
In Tiny Epic Galaxies, the weight of the universe is on your shoulders. You are a supreme commander of your very own galaxy in an intergalactic war. You will be competing with other galactic leaders to colonize the most sought-after planets in the universe. You will be managing resources and expanding your galactic footprint. Guide your Starfleet wisely, and you will be able to build the most powerful empire. You will claim victory of the entire cosmos.
You're going to like this game.
This game features easy entry, high strategy, low downtime, short playtime, high replayability, and small footprint.
Wow.
See, I told you, you're going to like this game. It fits all your qualifications. We'll set it up and give it a try.
Thanks, everybody.
Happy birthday, Noah.
Now everybody has to go play games.
Okay. And if anybody out there wants to give Noah another birthday present.
Or play games.
Just let us know. Hit us up on the Facebook. Facebook.com/HardwickPodcast or HardwickPodcast.com. Let us know.
I have one more birthday present for Noah.
Okay.
This is a tribute to Noah.
A tribute.
This is designed to embarrass you in front of everybody else. Okay, you ready?
Like I said, I feel like that's our yearly Noah's birthday tradition is to embarrass him in front of others.
Noah, my firstborn, the son who always wanted things just right. A lover of peace and carrier of pointy sticks. You're rock solid, unshakable, faithful. You think before you speak, but not necessarily before you punch or kick. You are so very much cut from the same cloth as your father. You have his skill at finding deals, his mind for strategic games, his ear for music, his heart for scripture, his taste for Coke, and his beautiful, expressive blue eyes that see far beyond the surface of things. Happy birthday.
Aww.
He's speechless.
He's speechless.
Thanks.
That was very sweet, Mom.
I have one for you, too. But it's
did
not,
you?
But it's not your birthday.
Oh, man. I'm
maybe
sorry.
It can be like the epilogue.
Oh. Yeah. Well, possibly. Speaking of my birthday, I had a birthday just a couple days ago.
Hey, why can't we speak about my birthday?
Or
we
my
never
birthday.
Speak about my birthday on this show.
Yeah, well, I don't know how this works.
Yeah, why don't we ever embarrass y'all on your birthday?
I don't know. Why don't you, Mama?
Me?
You're the best one at embarrassing us.
Oh, well, I'll write something to embarrass you on your birthday, Seth, okay?
That's not what I was talking about.
this is our birthday week, so it's not just Noah. We've all had birthdays, but that's not true.
Not all of us.
Two
once
of us have
again.
Had...
once again.
Once again what?
I'm left out.
Or you've implied
so
something
Seth
that's
and Kristen's
false.
Birthdays aren't until January. So actually, me and Mama are the only ones who've had birthdays before Noah this week. And Jesus had his birthday, I think. We celebrated it anyway.
We celebrated it.
So let's see. Let's recount some of the
Hallie
fun things
had a birthday.
Did. Yeah, when was Hallie's birthday?
Thursday.
Thursday. Wait, which day was that?
The 28th.
28th. Okay, cool. So, want to talk about some of the fun things we got to do?
So happy birthday, Hallie.
Sure.
Let's talk about Christmas. What did we do on Christmas?
Open presents.
We did. That's about really the only thing we did. We had turkey.
We hung around the house and played games.
And we got t-shirts.
True. Oh, that's right. That's what I was going to mention, was that we got our very own Hardwick Sound t-shirts that says Hardwick Sound on it, and it has our rank on the podcast on the sleeve. And Mama got a, what was your title?
I'm Mess Officer.
Mess Officer. Mess Officer Apron.
Mine is on the apron. Yep. Mess Officer Apron.
So mine says Captain. Noah says
First Officer.
And Seth says
Ensign.
And
we even have a Mess Officer.
And you're still
I'm
not
just
officer.
Stuck as
still
an ensign.
Yeah, we talked about getting a shirt that just says, what was it?
Extra.
Extra.
For our guest.
Yeah.
That's me.
Yeah.
So, Kristen, sorry we didn't get you one, but
it's all right.
We'll get you one eventually. It just says Kristen. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't get a rank.
No. So that was one of the special things that we got at Christmas was t-shirts. Mom, thank you very much for those.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
And let's see, what else? Anybody else get anything exciting at Christmas?
I did.
What'd
games.
You get?
I got one of those home things. What
oh,
do you call
yeah.
It?
We got a Google Home.
Oh.
Google Home.
We should definitely go get it.
Which
is
get a t-shirt too.
Which is in my kitchen.
Navigator.
And I'm learning how to use it. Most of the things I tell it to do, it says, I do not know how to do that.
it's not super handy.
But it's learning.
Fun.
It's learning.
That's what it says.
It keeps saying it's learning.
It plays music for me and podcast. It tells me what time it is. It times my meals when I'm cooking something.
Oh, that's nice.
And it gives me recipes when I ask it for something. So it's pretty useful. I think it's not that it doesn't know how to do things. It's just that I don't know how to ask it to do things.
I think we need to get another one, though, that we can put up here so that we can tell it to send messages to the one that's up here to let you know to come downstairs.
That's a good idea. I like that.
Okay.
Call the dump.
Well, you just say broadcast, and then it sends it to all the Google Homes in your house, and it repeats your message.
Huh. I could just see that, though. You say, call the dump, and you end up with Saline County landfill.
Okay, calling Saline County landfill.
So what about anybody else?
Yeah.
You guys want to tell about a gift they got? I got a lot of good gifts. I just happened to mention that one.
Yeah. No, you said you got games, just like you did for your birthday.
Yep.
How many games have you gotten so far?
That's a good question.
One,
like
two,
six, three, four, five, six. Six, I
and,
think.
And how many have you played yet?
Two.
Does that include the one that you got early?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so.
Hanamakoji. Is that how you say it?
I've not been able to figure out how you say it.
Anyway, you've been playing that one a lot.
Yeah.
You've been beating people online?
More or less.
More or less? What does that mean?
More, maybe less.
About the same rate that I win playing people like Mama in real life, which is
about half and half.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seth, what about you? You get anything special?
gummy bears.
That's right. Is these podcast sharing gummy bears?
No.
Oh,
I'm so very sad. Much no.
I'm so sorry.
Why are you sorry?
Because I wanted gummy bears.
Well, being sorry is not going to get you any.
Right. Oh, well. Kristen, how about you? Did you get anything special for Christmas?
I got a toaster oven.
Yay.
Ooh, we need
that's
a toaster
good.
Oven.
I'm really excited about that.
What are you going to do with your toaster oven?
Probably make toast.
Well, that's boring.
Or cookies.
I can make a lot of things, but I also don't have a toaster. So.
Didn't you get a musical pluggable
I
in our
did.
Instrumental?
I got a keyboard.
Oh, yeah?
From the lovely Mr. Caleb Hardwick.
Really? You got her keyboard?
Yeah, I did.
You didn't tell me that.
The funny part is so did Kristen's mom.
Really?
Oh. Now you have two of them.
No,
you...
we took one back to the store.
And she bought plane tickets.
That's true.
So she could come visit us.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
See, so you should have run well. This by Kristen's mom first.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's all your fault, Caleb.
Yeah, I really should have. I should learn about running things by Kristen's mom. But having Kristen here has been a pretty special Christmas gift.
Yeah.
Thank you, Kristen's mom, for sending her down here. Getting rid of her for a week, I guess. I don't know. Let's see. What else did I get? Seth gave me a Bluetooth speaker. Noah got me a... Noah, what'd you get me?
Earbuds. Headphones.
That's right. Okay, so I have bad luck with earbuds. I keep breaking them.
You've pretty much
so
broken
break
everyone's in the family.
Yeah, I keep breaking everybody's headphones and earbuds, I should say. And so now
you got
I'm
a
glad.
Superhero suit.
That's true. Okay, so here's the
it
backstory.
Needs a cape.
Here's the backstory. A few months ago, maybe like a month and a half ago, I don't know, mom brought in something to me. She goes, hey, Caleb, I need you to try this on. And so I tried it on. I didn't know how to put it on, though. And I think I messed it up in the process.
No, you didn't.
Okay. And so we opened it up, and not only did Seth get one, I got one too. And we put them on. We squeezed into them. And it's good. I'm going to call it my superhero wetsuit.
It looks like a superhero suit.
Y'all remember the black guy on The Incredibles who was like the Freeze?
Honey, where's my super suit?
Yeah, yeah. Except he didn't say it quite like that.
Honey, where's my super suit?
Yeah, yeah, it was, it's kind of like that. I look kind of like that guy. My wetsuit, I do look kind of like super, you know. It's kind of hard to get in and out, I'm not going to lie.
If I had known how super it would make the two of you look, I would have made you capes to go along with them.
Oh, yeah. I don't think you really should wear capes in the water.
Kind of defeats the purpose.
Yeah.
Kind
what
of was the
what
whole
is the purpose of a cape,
story
Kristen?
Behind The Incredibles
why?
Is that you shouldn't wear a cape. I mean,
that's true.
That was the moral of the story.
Moral of the story, yeah. Don't
all
wear
all the rest
a
was
cape.
Just a side plot.
Exactly. Exactly. So that was special. All that was very special.
And then I had a birthday.
And
yes,
you had
did.
A birthday. What'd you do on your birthday, Mama?
I went and dug some crystals. Actually, I tried not to dig crystals. I went and to Ron Coleman's crystal mine on my birthday. It was free on your birthday. And so I had a plan that I was going to go in and pick up some rocks that I needed for the new rock kit that I'm working on. Just some plain old ordinary white quartz. But every time I would start to pick up a plain old ordinary white quartz, there would be this gorgeous crystal laying on the ground right beside it.
Yeah, what are you going
to
do about that?
So I couldn't just leave it there.
Of course not.
So I started picking them up. And then this little kid came along, and he didn't know what he was looking for. So I just started showing him the crystals that I kept finding by accident.
You kind of just started dropping them on the ground.
And... basically, I call him over and go, Jared, look, there's a crystal down there. Do you see it? And then he would go, oh, a crystal. And then he would pick it up and run around. And then he'd show it to his mom. And then his mom, every single time, would send him back over. And he would hold his hand out with this sad look on his face and go, here, you can have it back now. Uh-huh. And I said, no, it's okay. You can keep it, Jared. You found it. Yay! And then he would go ballistic, running around everywhere.
And mom's just giving you that stink eye of, I don't need any more crystals at my house.
Pretty well, mom, she didn't know what she was looking for either. I think she was actually impressed that Jared was finding crystals when I pointed them out to him. So I brought home a couple of crystals. I kept a couple of the really good ones, but I gave most of them to Jared. And it was the funnest birthday, giving away all these crystals to this little kid. He was so excited.
And we got some pizza.
Yes, we had some yummy pizza from Molly O'Brien's.
Molly O'Brien. The world's finest Irish pizza.
And I got all kinds of little nice little gifts from everybody. I'm holding one of them in my lap right now.
That's true.
Noah gave me a small journal book to write in. So I've been writing in that and some pens. So I had a great birthday. I enjoyed it. Good, and good, Caleb, good. I got to hang around with Caleb.
And I gave you chocolate rocks.
Wow. Yes, you did. And they were yummy. They're gone now.
And what about the day after your mama's birthday?
Let's see. Whose birthday was that?
It was Caleb's birthday.
It was mine.
Wow.
See, I wrote it in my journal so I wouldn't forget. Happy birthday, Caleb.
Oh, do you have an ode to me?
I have an ode to Caleb. Are you ready? Wow. You want to hear it?
I do.
Okay, for your birthday. Caleb, you've been a gift of great value, always learning, always laughing, full of life, a clown and a scholar in the body of a handyman. Hobo-hearted, curious about what's around the corner or up the wooded trail. Always noisy, thumping, bumping, and bopping your way through life. Tender-heartedly giving away your life to God and man.
Wow. Wow, that was really good. Very, very touching.
Who is that about?
I know. Just look at his face right now. I think he's genuinely touched.
I'm touched.
And
there's
P.S.
There's a little bit of tears.
Just a little.
Just a little. It's okay.
Your feet stink.
Well, I guess that's fair too.
Isn't that how you're supposed to end everything, Mama?
Yeah. Yeah. End it with your feet stink.
Yeah.
And Seth, if I could keep up with my journal and not lose it between now and your birthday in about a month, then I'll write you one too on your birthday.
And end it with P.S. your feet stink.
Yes. Will do.
That's a small inside joke.
Yeah. So my birthday was fun. Me and Kristen went to Little Rock and we rolled the trolley around.
Yeah, we did.
We rode it around actually for quite a while.
It was really cold out. And
it
was
really cold
heated.
And it was just so much nicer in the trolley than actually getting out and walking. So that was fun.
Are you saying though you had a good birthday?
Yeah, I had a good birthday.
Did you have a good birthday, Mama?
I had a wonderful birthday.
We watched Lord of the Rings.
I disagree. Your birthday stink.
Yeah.
You were
feeling
awful. He was not feeling well.
Yeah. So Seth didn't enjoy our birthdays very much.
No.
He may or may not have had a temperature of well over 100.
Yeah.
Occasionally.
On and off for 3 days.
I'm sorry about that, Seth.
Yeah, we're sorry.
Yeah.
We'll blame somebody.
We'll blame winter.
Okay.
Good.
Thank you, winter, for ruining my birthday.
This illness brought to you by winter.
So that was fun. So yeah, we had a fun birthday. We got home. We watched some Lord of the Rings.
Ooh, we need to go do that.
We need to go do that. Yeah, we should
go. We should probably go finish.
We're trying to finish the whole extended edition of the Lord of the Rings.
We haven't even finished the first series.
We're still on the first movie. And we've been watching this like since Kristen got here. So.
We have 3 days.
Wow. Wow, guys, we got some catching up to do. All right. So the next day, let's see. The next day, Kristen and I had a little adventure.
Yes. We had a road trip.
We did. We went on a road trip into the Delta.
Yeah.
The Mississippi Delta area.
It's pretty great.
In fact, we actually made it all the way over into Mississippi. We weren't really planning to go that far into Mississippi, but...
We were hungry.
We were hungry.
There was no food in Arkansas.
There's not a lot of food in Helena. That's where we were, Helena, Arkansas. We enjoyed just driving around the Delta, kind of visiting around Helena a little bit. And we went through Elaine and Stuttgart, and
we saw a whole bunch of birds.
We saw a lot of birds. They were all, I guess, migrating birds. I'm
yeah.
not sure.
That I'm a little bit jealous about.
It was awesome.
It was pretty cool.
That's one of the things I've enjoyed doing on my birthday in the past, just going looking for birds, migrating birds, mm-hmm. and I didn't get to do that this year, but maybe next year.
And then, let's see, on top of that adventure, we got to have some fun last night, too.
Yeah, we did.
We went to the Chinese Lantern Festival, Kristen and I did, and the fairgrounds in Little Rock. It was kind of funny. I was surprised how much Kristen laughed looking at Chinese lanterns.
I was just laughing at the little placards that told you about
signs.
They were clearly written in Chinese and then translated through some word processor into English.
Right. So the sentences didn't quite make sense. And like they were a little bit like they kind of imposed how are you supposed to feel about this display.
Right. It would say like the happy fish should make you feel pleased. That is very pleasing to the eye.
Exactly.
That's a you don't know me.
But then we watched some Chinese performers.
That's pretty cool.
That was pretty fun. I really liked the hat jugglers.
Yeah. And my favorite was there was a guy, it was called a face changer. I don't know how he did this, but he had all these different masks and he would have a fan in front of his face, and every time he flicked the fan in front of his face, the mask would just change. It was amazing. I don't know how it worked.
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
Magic.
And then there were plate spinners and...
Dancers.
Dancers and...
Oh, the guy who balanced the bowls on top of his head.
The pot juggler.
Yeah.
and the
bowl,
the balance thrower, board juggler.
Yeah,
whatever you call that. That, right. That looked like that would take a lot of skill.
Right.
So, would you recommend that other people go see this?
So long as you can find a warm night. Yeah.
Maybe not when it's really cold.
Well, fortunately, last night wasn't super cold, but it was still pretty cold.
Yeah.
We were both a little bit cold, but we made it. And then we went to Sim's Barbecue, which was really good.
That was awesome.
Sim's Barbecue, that was probably the best thing I've had in quite a while. Not that Mama hasn't been making some good stuff, because she has. But this was really, really good.
So it was better than the barbecue in Clarksdale.
Oh,
for sure.
Yeah, hands down.
I've had barbecue twice now. This
I know. Yeah, and then we had barbecue sauce with our turkey today at lunch.
Yeah.
So... For
Seth,
sure.
You and I are going to go to barbecue
trend.
And pan deep dish pizza.
Mm.
Sounds good.
We've been left out.
Thank you to Mama for helping us get to the Chinese Lantern Festival. And thank you to Seth for helping us get to Sim's Barbecue. So it was a really good night and we enjoyed it.
Thank you.
And thank you to Noah for allowing the use of his car.
Oh, yeah, yes. Thank you, Noah.
That's some of the highlights we've had. Anybody else had any adventures they want to mention?
I missed a flight.
You want to talk about that, or is that just something you're just like, I don't want to talk about it?
No.
I think that's pretty much all there is to it. You missed a flight.
Well, I missed the flight because American Airlines, this is what they said verbatim. We forgot to tell them that we needed to refuel, and so we need to now wait to refuel. And so we got off about an hour late, and then we got into our connection. And they said, we forgot to tell them what gate we were coming into, so there's nobody here to bring the ramp down to meet the plane.
Whoever was supposed to be in charge of telling them things just really, really dropped the ball.
They didn't
this
come
one.
Into work that day.
So, I don't know what to think happened there, but you made it.
I made it eventually.
It was a late night, but we got you home from the airport.
Uh huh.
So that was an adventure.
Yeah.
Any other adventures?
Well, let's see.
We went to Krispy Kreme Donuts this
morning.
Yeah,
we did.
Oh, that's
for Noah's
right.
birthday, and the saddest sight. A donut fell off the conveyor belt into the floor because they forgot to turn
the conveyor belt
on, so they were just backing up.
It was like stuck, and they all got jammed up on it. And
then
they started
falling
in the floor.
The staff.
We're like banging on the windows like, dear God,
stop
save
it.
Save the donut.
The donuts.
No.
And they were just staring at us.
And they were just like, my problem.
Gonna wash the windows now.
That's what the dude was doing, actually. He was washing the windows. He's like,
didn't care if that donut fell on the floor or not.
Oh no,
it was sad.
I think they let them fall on the floor on purpose so that way they can eat them.
You want to eat floor donuts?
They clean the floor first.
That's on the menu, I think. You can order normal donuts and floor donuts. Your choice.
Floor donuts half price.
I mean, probably worth it. Half price, probably.
Let's see. One of my adventures was we went to Mount Carmel retirement home, retirement community, I think they call it, and did a little chicken presentation because we have eggs there that are going to start hatching on New Year's Day coming up. But Seth, see if you'll agree with me on this. I think the funniest thing about the presentation that we did there was the elderly fellow that came in that said he couldn't hear anything.
Yeah.
And he honestly could not hear anything.
He said he wanted to make him a new hearing aid.
Oh, no.
But he came and sat and watched my lips go up and down even though he did not hear anything. So we may have to give him some kind of award for being our most devoted patron or something like that, because he just sat there and he watched us, but you could tell not a word of it sunk into his head.
You'll need like closed captioning.
However, it was funny though, because when everyone else in the room raised their hand, he raised his hand. He kind of looked around. It's like the kindergarten looked around, and I'll raise my hand too.
What was the question?
I don't even remember what I asked.
Something about an egg.
Something about if you like to eat eggs or something like that. And everybody else raised their hands, so he raised his hand too.
Maybe he could read lips really well. I don't know.
You could tell that he didn't know when it was going to end, you know?
Yeah.
And so he basically just kind of broke in mid-sentence and says, well, okay, it was sure good today. And then he gets up and leaves.
That's fine.
But it was pretty good.
Good
I'm
deal.
Glad that we're going to go back there in a couple of days and watch some chicks hatch and let them enjoy that experience.
Maybe he'll have his hearing aid by then.
I hope so.
Yeah. You can tell him everything all over again.
I could tell him, repeat it all.
That's good.
Segway.
All right, let's move into our final segment of the show, the segment of the show that we like to call Sound Advice. Does anybody have any advice this week for
I have advice.
Our listeners? I'm glad you do. Let's go, Seth.
All right. Listen, folks. You need to go to this place called, what was it, Noah? Brickseek?
Yes.
Yes, because it apparently searches through Walmart inventories and tells you, like, supposedly at least, what the prices of all the Lego sets are at your local Walmarts.
Wow.
How?
Through their Walmart inventory.
Somebody hacked
tracker.
Like the Walmart shopping cart.
People that shop for Legos take their job seriously. They know how to, they know how to hack into stuff.
Very true.
And it works for more than just Legos. It works for anything at Walmart. Yeah. But the fact that it's called Brickseek, I mean, you know, you can tell it was done by a bunch of Lego geeks.
Lego enthusiasts.
Yeah.
Very good. Anybody else have any advice?
Eat My Catfish has a $5 chicken strip special on Mondays.
Didn't you already say that?
Yeah, well, yeah, just reiterating that. Got it. Cool. Good to know.
My advice is actually a rerun of previous advice we've had on the show. Call Rob. Yeah, I had to do that this week when I got stranded somewhere.
Ooh.
Yeah, call Rob. He'll come and help you out whenever you need it. Do we need to repeat that phone number?
Probably.
Was it 555?
505-303.
Hey, I got another advice.
Okay.
You know, it's going to be really cold this upcoming week, which may actually
really
be
is.
Last week by the time this comes out. But you should have an emergency blanket in your car.
Mm.
That really is good advice.
Yeah. Nice. Good advice.
So keep a warm blanket or two in the car and maybe a pair of socks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you can never go wrong with an extra pair of socks.
Because if your socks get wet and it's cold, then, well, you're through. Sorry.
Kristen, do you have any advice for us this week?
If you run an airline, make sure that you have fuel in your airplanes.
Wow. Just please, if you have an airplane, make sure there's fuel in it before you decide to start.
Before you fly it, make sure you put fuel in it.
Yes. Please do.
Nothing worse than getting into the air and realizing you don't have gas.
I have some advice for you, Caleb.
Okay.
Get the oil changed in your car regularly.
Why, that is good advice. Why do you feel like it's to me?
Well, to you and Seth.
Listen, everybody, please just change the oil in your car occasionally.
Let's just say this. It is really embarrassing when the mechanic calls you and lectures you about putting oil in your car.
Okay, so, point taken.
And I said, excuse me, just
know.
A minute. Can I get my son's phone numbers and give them to you?
I know oil is important. So I had no idea it was low.
Put oil in the car. It's a good thing to do. Everybody remember that.
All right.
Good advice.
Same thing with gas.
Yeah. Put gas in your airplane and put oil in your car. There you go, folks.
That sums it up. Yep.
All right. All right, everybody. This wraps up episode number 56 of Hardwick Sound. Thank you so much to everybody here and our special guest, Kristen.
Ha!
And happy birthday to my older brother, Noah.
Thank you.
Kristen, you're
happy birthday to my mother.
Thank you.
His birthday was a couple days ago.
Thank you.
And Seth... Just thank you for being here.
Well, it's about time I get appreciated on this show.
For sure.
What episode is this?
56.
So it took 56 episodes for someone to finally appreciate me.
Yep. There you go. I hope you're happy. See you later, everybody. Thanks again. We'll see you and talk to you again next week. Remember to
stay safe and don't be stupid.
Talk to you later.
Bye.
Goodbye, everyone.
Bye.
Go get a Krispy Kreme donut and don't forget to ferret something out.
Bye.
Ow, I should stop playing with that knife. Bum, 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 bum.